I'm Sophie Bear.
And I'm Tony Kolesch. Thanks for joining us again for the Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we keep you in touch with all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School. Today, for the second time in 2 years, the Golden Bear girls cross country team is running at the state meet. Garrigan finished third in the state qualifying meet last Monday at Holstein, and three different Golden Bear runners were among the top 10 and also qualified individually. Senior Aaron Reedy and juniors Nicole Bear and Aaron Quinlan will be leading the team today. Others running at the state include Emily Riesenberg, Eric Carlson, Morgan Frieders, and Courtney Carlson. Kelly Rowley and Kelsey Hovey will be alternates for the Bears.
The state cross country meet is held at Kennedy Park, just north of Fort Dodge. The Class 1A girls race will begin at 2 this afternoon. Local fans may want to get down early so they can watch the 3A race at noon, which includes Algona High's Tangi Wiseman. Admission to the race is free, but there is a charge of $10 per vehicle parking. Good luck to all of our Golden Bear runners and coaches Greg Ollers and Daryl Kohlhaus.
Also in Fort Dodge today is the regional swim meet. All through fall, the five Garrigan runners have been part of the Algona swim team. Erica Carlson, Jordan Steberg, Sophia Caduce, Emma Plath, and Kendra Rothler. They'll be competing at regionals against West Des Moines, Sioux City, Boone, Perry, Storm Lake, Spencer, and Waukee. We wish good luck to their team and to all of their teammates today. The Golden Bear football team wrapped up their season this past week. Last Friday, the Bears had one of their best games of the season as they cruised past Lake Mills 41-7. That win, combined with the loss by Acklea Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock, is enough to push Garrigan into the playoffs.
Unfortunately, their playoff matchup was against one of the top teams in the state, West Lyon. The Bears got off to a slow start, and while they improved through the game, they ended up on the short end of a 41-19 score. There was some great moments, though, including a great ending with a fumble recovery by Ben Baskey that led to a score, followed by an unplanned but perfectly executed onside kick by Charlie Tilges. It's never good to see a season end, but we congratulate our Golden Bears on another successful year.
The drought is over, at least for Garrigan's choir program. It's been several years since Garrigan had an all-state selection, but this year two members of the BGHS choir received the highest honor in music. Bass vocalist Sean Baskey and Jacob Hamilton were both selected to the all-state choir. In addition, three other Garrigan students, Dorothy Kirsch, Christian Matthews, and Dustin Miller, received callbacks for their all-state auditions. The All-State Music Festival will be this weekend, the weekend before Thanksgiving at Iowa State University, with the concert at 7:30 Saturday night, November 17th. Admission is $18 and tickets are available on Ticketmaster. If you can't make it down to Ames for the concert, you can see it broadcast on Iowa Public Television Thanksgiving weekend. Congratulations to Jake and Sean, and to choir director Linda Furjack.
Last Saturday, for the second time in 2 weeks, the Golden Bears made it to the Final Four in a major regional Quiz Bowl tournament. The team of Tony Kolesch, Zach Kolesch, Levi Bernhardt, Hannah Bernhardt, and Gabby Style ended up in third place overall in the Ankeny Scholastic Bowl. The Bears beat Algona High, Boone, Ankeny, and Urbandale, while the only school they lost to was Ames High. The Quiz Bowl team is off this weekend, but they will be back in action next Saturday at Algona High.
The curtain opens on this fall's Bishop Garrigan musical next Friday and Saturday. This year, we're presenting the classic show, The Music Man, in honor of that show's 50th anniversary. Sean Baskey and Aaron Quinlan star as Professor Harold Hill and Marion the Librarian, and more than 40 members of the BGHS choir will round out the cast. Tickets are just $5 and reservations are available by calling the school during business hours or emailing Mary McCall. Best wishes to everyone involved in The Music Man. Break a leg, everybody. Our senior spotlight this week shines on Aaron Reedy and Erica Carlson. Here to tell you about them is Sydney McNerney.
Aaron Reedy has one of the longest commutes of all our students because she comes to Garrigan from the north side of Emmitsburg. Speedy Reedy has shattered all the girls' cross-country records at Garrigan, and she'll be running again at state today. Erin also runs distant events in track, and she's in the National Honor Society in Christian Leadership. You've probably also heard her announcing here on the Bear Facts. She wants to study to be a dental hygienist in the future, and we wish her all the best of luck. Erica Carlson has two big events today, the state cross country meet and the regionals for meet down in Fort Dodge. Erica is a National Honor Society member. She enjoys both individual and large group speech, and she's part of the Christian Leadership in Action Group. Erica will be off to college next year. Best wishes to both Erica and Aaron.
Thanks, Sydney. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's state cross country today in Fort Dodge. The Golden Bear girls run at 2 p.m. at Kennedy Park. Also today is the regional swim meet.
Tomorrow, some Christian leadership students will attend the Diocesan Catholic Youth Rally in Sioux City. Monday, the annual magazine drive begins, and Thursday, we'll have a special Mass for All Saints Day.
Next Friday is the opening night for the Music Man. Saturday, there's Quiz Bowl at Algoma High, Math Team at Waverly, and the State Solo Dance Contest in Newton.
That's the Bear Facts for October. Happy Halloween, everyone, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Gergen High School.